Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country? That's how you really do feel. So let's don't make it different. Let's just make it better. Gotten by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? Well, the sad part about it is all of the fans like to hear country and can't. And most of those stations ain't fooling nobody when they call themselves country but ain't. So please, Mr. DJ, I'm proud to be country, whether concert or honky-tonk joint. So give this a listen, play it, my friend, you're just proving my point. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country?
Local news at 5:37, 8 noon, and 5. Country 95.3 KNEL.
It different, let's just make it better. It's gotten us by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with the way that we're doing?
Cincinnati, Evansville, and in St. Paul. All the gals are pretty, and I ain't trying to find no fault. But there's a gal in the Windy City that I can't forget about. And if you want love like you ain't had love, go south, 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 southern loving. Take that southern loving every time. There's a sweet thing in Augusta, got lips of all. Now when she kisses on you, you just climb right up the wall. There's a nurse I know in Memphis, got love on a middle name. If she ever gets her hands on you, it's shame, 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 southern loving. Take that southern loving every time. Now everybody's heard about that southern hospitality. teacher down in Dallas I ain't seen in quite some time. Now just to think about her burns a hole right through my mind. If there's a gal in Pogalusa just can't love enough, I'll tell you about her in just three words. She's tough, 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 Southern loving. Take that Southern loving every time. Southern loving. Take that Southern loving every time.
Yeah. Take that Southern loving each and every time. Hank Thompson for you this evening on the Hits Radio Show to kind of kick us off. So good to have you with us here on 95.3 KNEL or on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. My name's Tracy Pitcox with you until 10 o'clock with all of your requests and dedications, as we have done each and every year here at KNEL for an excess of 32 years. Glad to have you with us tonight. And give us a call here at KNEL at 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Let us know what you want to hear tonight, and we'll do our very best to play it for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show.
Feeling old and kinda tired. Dark City. Is it a Salvation Army pod? I'm getting blue for the bluegrass is how the old folks are at home. Just let me do the talking, 'cause I know you're not alone. I hear kids back there playing. I hope he don't know it's me. Jesus knows that I still love you. And I just had to call and see how things are in Clay, Kentucky. Bet you thought I'd never care. There was a time when I felt lucky just to be from there, and I'd had all love that I wanted. Now what I want, I just can't find. And how things are in Clay, Kentucky, has been lately on my mind. Things are in Clay, Kentucky, has been lately on my mind.
Things in Clay, Kentucky. Wilson Fairchild doing that. Wilson Fairchild had four great shows with us last weekend, two down in Llano and also two over in Seguin, and they just were incredible. The sons of Harold and Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, they did a special tribute to the Statler Brothers at all their shows and sang that particular song plus several others. How are things in Clay, Kentucky? Wilson Fairchild. If you get a chance to catch their show, I know that you will be thoroughly entertained, without a doubt. They were so great.
Yes, sir. This is Norma Torres, and I want to hear a little dime from a song from an old friend of mine, Mr. and Mrs. Pete Lott.
Okay.
He loved that song.
Little old dime. I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Little old dime, you're the last of a pocketful. I've put all the others in this telephone. I've called all over town for a lost love. Let this last number be the right one. Little old dime, you're my last chance to find her, and I'm placing all my last hopes on you. Let me tell her I'll always be waiting, just in case things don't work out with someone new. Little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. Tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love, and I've just got to talk to her one more time.
The sound of her voice will ease my heartaches. Even though I know tomorrow she'll be gone. Little old dime, here you go after the others. If she answers or not, it's still goodbye. I'm almost afraid to dial the number. If she ain't there, I know I'm gonna cry. Little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. And tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love. And I've just got to talk to her one more time.
Oh, yeah, little old dime here at KNEL on the Noontime Classic Review for you right here at KNEL.
If you're looking to give your home a facelift or a new look, be sure and check out Everages on the Brady Square. Brighten up your kitchen with a splash of color with new wall decor or novelty accent pieces. For your living room, we offer paintings, accent tables, lamps, and area rugs, all at reasonable prices and always easy payment plans. Everages offers furniture, appliances, and electronics for all rooms of your home with quality brand names. Come see our many decorating ideas at Everages on the Brady Square.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
Yes, Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight, and you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
Listen, would you play that Loretta Lynn, God Bless America, again?
I sure will.
And play Choices by George Jones.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
America again. You know, like you did way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but we just sort of kind of took it for granted and never did ask again. So just hold her hand, God, that's all. And if she should stumble, please don't let her fall.
Again, you see all the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless America again.
You know, I I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America.
You see all the trouble.
But when you don't have a lot of book learning, I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand.
What should we play?
But let me say this, God. She's like a mother to me. And all I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you and to her.
Choices since the day that I was born, there were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. Since the day that I was born, there were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing this game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. Since the day that I was born, there were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Choices I made.
Noontime Classic Review.
Did I say Noontime Classic Review?
Are you doing all right down there, young man?
Sometimes I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
Well, sometimes that's the only way to be.
That's true, I guess.
Say, I got a redheaded sister going to have a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
Or tomorrow. Can we play her at George Jones?
Of course we can. Be happy to.
I heard she's leaving her 60s, but that's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor you heard, right?
Yeah. I don't want to bring it up.
You wouldn't dare tell anybody that.
No. You know me better than that.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, good evening.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
And she told me that your new love went astray. Now isn't that just the way I said it would be? Come on back home. What's bad for you is good for me. It's good for me to have the chance to win your love again. It's bad for you to lose his love, but this is not the end. Give us the chance to know the love that used to be. Come on back home. What's bad for you is good for me.
Oh, George, what's bad for you is good for me. Boy, he had a million of them, didn't he? And they were all good. And maybe some of that Thumper Jones stuff wasn't the greatest in the world, but nearly everything else was mighty good, I'll tell you that much. And a special happy birthday to Marilyn as well tomorrow. Got the Hits Radio program here tonight with all of your requests and dedications. Appreciate your calls tonight.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John, okay.
Take them
all down. All right, we'll do them for you tonight.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last of John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
All his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big bad John.
Big John.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4 in Liberty, Mississippi. Now that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shut and shell some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, and them dogs come out from the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back, and that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me, and I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it like him to have scared me slapped to death because we was hunting on this man's place. I said, "Mr. Barron, is that you?" He said, "Yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? Four great big ones." He said, "Well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John?" Well, I looked, and lo and behold, that was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him, give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, "Take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance." A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, "Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you." You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for $1 a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered three or four times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And an old trailer and old highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them and old John Newbanks and holler, hey, speak to her. And my brother son and holler, hey, look fine. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, a huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overhauls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron told it a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, whoo, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing's killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
Hello there, Pam. How are you doing tonight? Good.
If they would could call.
I can.
If he will.
I'll do them for you.
If they have something for me.
All right, I'll do it, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. On my shoes and my coat of many colors. I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, just for me.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're in tune with Tracy Pitcox, my good friend, on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose. Shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with me.
I'll be happy to do it for you tonight.
Thanks, Tracy. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for calling.
One phone still is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see.
One full of stew, and on the stew sat Sis Boomy. One full of stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for. Just order your drink and make room for more. One full of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own wife would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this food me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me.
When we dance together, come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas.
Its very own pub and grill located in the historic True Country Inn Hotel on the town square. The Hair of the Hog is a great place for locals and travelers alike to relax and socialize in a warm and Texas-friendly environment. Doors open at 5 p.m., so join us for happy hour and our nightly common knowledge trivia game. Or take the stage and feel like a star in our beautiful ballroom for karaoke. Check out the pub menu and nightly specials like our delicious $1.50 Taco Tuesday, Willy Dog Wednesday, or our savory Pancho Villa Nachos and much more. Sign up for our pool tournaments every Saturday. So join the fun, relax, and unwind at your local pub. And be a part of the family here at the Hair of the Hog on the corner of Church and Main.
Located in the True Country Hotel, the Hair of the Hog Saloon also has to-go orders at 325-792-6476.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they ask me, how does a woman get to feel this way? I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say,
music for you. Got to kiss an angel good morning. Hey, we got more of your requests and your dedications coming up next right here at KNEL. Don't go anywhere. I was just sitting here thinking, I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show. Loretta's going to finish up this hour for us. A little song called Wouldn't It Be Great?
Wouldn't it be fun if you could say you love me just one time with a sober mind? Wouldn't that be fun? Now wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be great if you could love me first and let the bottle wait? Now wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Throw the old glass crutch away and watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be
would. Wouldn't that be good? Lord, I know you could. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Throw the old glass crutch away and watch it break. Now wouldn't that be great?
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.